This is TWiT.
Carlo, Ontario. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Carlo.
Hi, Leo.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me if I did good.
You did good. I know you did good, Carlo. Go ahead. Tell me what you did.
Well, I bought a new router, AX6100 from Asus.
I love the Asus routers. I can tell you right now you did good.
I wanted a mesh system, but I have some concerns.
Yes.
So they're affiliated with Trend Micro.
Right.
To use their AI protection, their quality of service features, and all that stuff. So is this a privacy concern, or...
I don't. That's an interesting question. I would read the privacy statements at Asus about your router. Any, you know, honestly, privacy is always a concern because any program you run could, in theory, be recording what you're doing. Any hardware you use could, in theory, be snooping on your activities. And a router, just like your internet service provider, the two of them together know everything you do online. In fact, your router may even know more than the internet service provider. So there's always that risk. First of all, I trust Asus, A-S-U-S. So I doubt they would make a deal with Trend Micro that would give Trend Micro any information. But if they did, it would be in the privacy statement. And the reason I say that is the risk of a company like Asus... You have to understand, there are privacy geeks out there everywhere, constantly analyzing the output of these devices, looking at what they're doing. We've learned a lot about TVs that monitor your usage and computers and all kinds of devices. So I think it would be so risky for a company to lie in their privacy policy. Not only would, you know, somebody posted on Reddit and the world would say, never buy another Asus router again. And then they'd also be risking a prosecution from the Federal Trade Commission. There's just too much of a risk. So the key is a company will tell you in their privacy policy what they're doing. Read it carefully.
Right.
Don't be overly scared by it. There's always a little boilerplate in there that protects them. But what you want to look for, the thing you're particularly looking for, is if your data is ever handed over to a third party. Anytime you could even search the privacy statement for third party, and if you don't find it, that's a good sign. But if they're handing over your data to Trend Micro, for instance, now, yes, there's a real cause for concern. Now you have to go read Trend Micro's privacy policy, plus the level of indirection, that one layer of indirection, that makes the whole thing suspect. So I trust Asus. I use Asus routers all the time. Did you get the AI mesh or the Lyra? Which one did you get?
The mesh.
So I think that's, that's their new one. And I think that that's probably a really good system.
Okay. Any recommendations for optimal settings?
Gosh, I could go on and on and on. But I'll tell you I'll tell you the base settings for any Wi-Fi router. This applies to everybody who's using a Wi-Fi router. Very first thing you do is you change the password. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not admin. Make sure you put in you can't change the admin part, the password to log into your router. You can't change that, but you can change the password. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it should be a good password. That's step one. Step two, turn off something that, I don't know what Asus calls it, but typically something like WAN administration. It's essentially the ability to change router settings remotely. You don't want that. You only want somebody inside your network to do that. That's a specialty feature, and it's a bad idea. You don't want a bad guy to be able to log into your router. So change WAN settings. Turn that off. I always turn off Universal Plug and Play, UPnP. That's a setting that was created by Microsoft for Xboxes, but the idea is that a device inside your network, in your home network, could change router settings, could open up ports so that it could serve. And the reason they did it with Xbox is so that you could host games on your Xbox. In order to do that, they had to have the Xbox be able to tell the router, okay, if somebody wants to play this game, let them in. That's completely safe and not a problem, but the capability is because, as you might imagine, if somebody got into your system, malware got into your system, it too would have the ability to tell the router, let any of my friends in. They're good people. And the router would just go, okay, sure. So I always turn off UPnP. That's the only time that's a problem turning it off is if you're serving Xbox games. And there are ways around that. You can open up ports, things like that. Finally, turn on WPA encryption. Ideally, WPA PSK encryption. That's going to make sure your Wi-Fi has a password on it, and that keeps anybody from using it. If your router, your new router, supports WPA3, I don't know if any routers do yet. That's coming. WPA2 has been, unfortunately, has been cracked. So WPA2 is not perfect, but it's better than nothing, and you definitely want to turn on WPA2. Wi-Fi Protected Access, that stands for. Those are the four things I do on every router right away. There are other things you might want to play with. The nice thing about the ASUS, it has some of the best software out there, and it's very capable. So if as soon as you log into your ASUS, you'll see page after page of settings. I would leave them. Do turn on automatic firmware updates if it has it. If it doesn't, then you need to go check periodically, probably monthly, to make sure you've got the latest firmware.
Right. Okay, great.
All right.
Could I squeeze in one last thing?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
Awesome. It's a tri-band router.
Yeah.
Now it's using the third band as the backhaul for the mesh node.
That's how mesh works, yeah.
So is that a good setup? Because then it's like a dual-band router.
Well, first of all, you don't need tri-band. All routers, all mesh routers need this special channel for the backhaul. And I'll tell you why. In the old days, we would just use extenders. But the extender would spend half the time talking to the router, then half the time talking to your laptop. Half the time router, which means it would cut the speed in half. So a Wi-Fi extender is half as fast as the router's capability. That's what mesh changed. Mesh, by giving a dedicated frequency to the backhaul, meant that the mesh base station could talk to the satellites without slowing anything down. The satellite had full-time access to your laptop. So that's really important. You do want that. Tri-band just means there's two 5 gigahertz bands and there's a single 2.4 gigahertz band. But even within the 5 gigahertz, there are additional bands. I don't think that makes a difference at all. Mesh is always going to use one band for its backtalk, and that's important. You need that. That's what mesh does.
Right. Should I make it unavailable for anyone to connect to that band?
No, don't worry about it. The router can do that. The good news is the router knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
I really like ASUS. I think they've put a lot of effort into making great routers. And the other thing that's really important with any Internet of Things device, but particularly your router, is that it updates. And updates is, ideally, it updates automatically. If it's not, then you really have to check regularly because a security flaw in your router is a big problem. But ASUS, I think, should have an automatic update. Any mesh router should have an automatic update.
Well, this one doesn't, actually.
All right.
I have to.
Put a little flag in your calendar. Yeah. Just check regularly.
Right. All right. Thank you, Leo.
My pleasure. Yeah. I think you made, to answer your initial question, you excellent job. Well done. You did the right thing. Yeah, I'm a very big fan of those. I use at home. I don't use them. I use one at work. We have a demo network that uses my old ASUS, which I love a lot. And my servers all run on the ASUS. At home, we use Eero and Netgear Orbi, and both of which are really good. But if you like messing around with your router, and who doesn't? Well, maybe you don't. But if you like messing around with your router, I think the ASUSs are very good for that reason. ASUS.